rushed forward toward him, the jaws open. There was a squeal of metal against teeth, and he felt the hot, stinking breath of the animal, and a thick tongue stuck into the car through the windshield opening. The tongue slapped wetly around inside the car. He felt the hot lather of dinosaur saliva, and the Tyrannosaur roared, a deafening sound inside the car. The head pulled away abruptly. Tim scrambled up, avoiding the dent in the roof. There was still room to sit on the front seat by the passenger door. The Tyrannosaur stood in the rain near the front fender. It seemed confused by what had happened to it. Blood dripped freely from its jaws. The Tyrannosaur looked at Tim, cocking its head to stare with one big eye. The head moved close to the car, sideways, and peered in. Blood spattered on the dented hood of the Land Cruiser, mixing with the rain.
"It can't get to me," Tim thought. "It's too big."
Then the head pulled away, and in the glare of lightning he saw the hind leg lift up, and the world tilted crazily as the Land Cruiser slammed over on his side, the windows splatting in the mud. He saw Lex fall helplessly against the side window, and he fell down beside her, banging his head.
Tim felt dizzy.
Then the Tyrannosaur's jaws clamped onto the window frame, and the whole Land Cruiser was lifted up into the air and shaken. "Timmy!" Lex shrieked, so near to his ear that it hurt. She was suddenly awake, and he grabbed her as the Tyrannosaur crashed the car down again. Tim felt a stabbing pain in his side, and his sister fell on top of him. The car went up again, tilting crazily. Lex shouted, "Timmy!" And he saw the door give way beneath her, and she fell out of the car into the mud. But Tim couldn't answer, because in the next instant everything swung crazily. He saw the trunks of the palm trees sliding downward past him, moving sideways through the air. He glimpsed the ground, very far below. The hot roar of the Tyrannosaur, the blazing eye, the tops of the palm trees. And then, with a metallic scraping shriek, the car fell from the Tyrannosaur's jaws, a sickening fall, and Tim's stomach heaved in the moment before the world became totally black and silent. In the other car, Malcolm gasped,
"Jesus, what happened to the car?"
Grant blinked his eyes as the lightning faded. The other car was gone. Grant couldn't believe it. He peered forward, trying to see through the rain-streaked windshield. The dinosaur's body was so large, it was probably just blocking... No. In another flash of lightning, he saw clearly the car was gone.
"What happened?"
Malcolm said. "I don't know." Faintly over the rain, Grant heard the sound of the little girl screaming. The dinosaur was standing in the darkness on the road up ahead, but they could see well enough to know that it was bending over now, sniffing the ground, or eating something on the ground.
"Can you see?"
Malcolm said, squinting. "Not much, no," Grant said. The rain pounded on the roof of the car. He listened for the little girl, but he didn't hear her anymore. The two men sat in the car, listening.
"Was it the girl?"
Malcolm said finally.
"It sounded like the girl."
"It did, yes."
"Was it?"
"I don't know," Grant said. He felt a seeping fatigue overtake him. Blurred through the rainy windshield, the dinosaur was coming toward their car. Slow, ominous strides coming right toward them. Malcolm said,
"You know, at times like this one feels, well, perhaps extinct animals should be left extinct. Don't you have that feeling now?"
"Yes," Grant said. He was feeling his heart pounding.
"Do you, have any suggestions about what we do now?"
"I can't think of a thing,"